The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. Players you would trade lively for coming up at 4 o'clock. Crusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king of the Crusty's, Brian.
Is that straight up or in a package?
Both. You know, you're going to have to add some players probably to his salary because he's on a rookie contract.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow. I know Wolchuk's totally against that.
Yeah, it's a small list. I
wouldn't do it for Giannis yesterday. Wonder if there's anybody he would. We'll find out.
Big lively stand over here.
Really good player.
Yeah.
All right. Bengals. This is going to be all about their offense here. Because I feel like there is a way to slow these guys down offensively. I know that there's some teams out there that have had some trouble with them lately because of the way their quarterback plays. Joe Burrow is outstanding. There's no question about that. And he's outstanding because of the wide receiver groups they have. But this offensive line could be something that could be their downfall against this Cowboy front. And I say it in this way because I don't believe the Bengals are going to try and run the football on you. This is the first time in a long time that you're going to play a team that cares less about the run than you do.
It's encouraging.
Yeah. There's nobody in the league.
And they play bad defense.
And they play really bad defense.
Wow.
When you look,
no wonder they lose.
Yeah. There's nobody throws the ball. Excuse me. I take that back. Your Dallas Cowboys throw more passes out of shotgun formation than the Cincinnati Bengals do. That's the only team. This team, when they do get in like 11 and 12 personnel, they're one of the worst teams in the league when it comes to running the football.
So when they want to go heavy, pound the rock a little bit,
they can't do it.
Offensive line just sucks or what?
This is going to be the problem for them. Because what's going to happen is Dallas has played these teams, as we've talked about every week, that have the threat and the ability to run and be successful at it and punish Dallas for it. This guy's not a running quarterback.
Yeah.
You know? They really don't. You know, they've tried to do some things. You know, Chase Brown has been the primary back. They traded for Khalil Herbert. Uh-huh. He really hasn't gotten going. Zach Moss is on the injured reserve. This team really doesn't want to run the football, you know. And you start to look at all the numbers and how it plays out. They're very similar to how Dallas is running the football. Everything is inside, nothing to the edge.
Do you think they could look at the Cowboys defense and say, this is a game we can run against and we should? Or could they not execute it?
I don't think they could execute it.
Nice.
I don't think they can. I think this plays right into Dallas's hands defensively.
Yeah,
I think Dallas was built to rush the passer. And when I say rush the passer, they're starting to get guys back. I wish that Tank was back in this lineup this week. But, you know, we'll see with Nealon and maybe some others. You're going to move Mike around. But this Bengals offensive line has problems when it comes to pressures, and it has a problem when it comes to teams that blitz them.
Nice.
They do not do a very good job. I went back. I watched all 30 of their sacks that they've given up. Sack after sack after sack. You know me.
Yep.
Looking at the sack.
Watcher. Love
sack
the sacks. Watcher.
Sack compilations, man.
Yeah.
That's why they kicked you out of the locker room.
Bassick was talking about the Rangers and all that. Like, you know, but you heard that earlier when he was talking about seeing all the players.
Categories.
Yeah. That's why you don't go. But anyway, this, to me, they're outstanding at receiver. Don't get me wrong. And the quarterback, as I said, outstanding. But they have problems on the right side of their offensive line. They got a rookie right tackle.
Mims?
Mims.
How's he hanging?
Not well.
Why does that mess up?
Alex Kappa, the right guard, sacks and pressures. What happens to these guys is you force them to have to play you one-on-one, and they have problems. And I could see Zimmer covering guys up and attacking certain areas. I think I wouldn't be surprised if he put Micah Parsons, like we were talking about in that three technique, over Alex Kappa and see what happens with him. Because he can't – I don't think he could block – I don't think he could block Micah Parsons one-on-one in this game.
Well, he definitely couldn't in Tampa Bay.
No.
I mean, that was a matchup nightmare for him.
Their best offensive lineman is Ted Karras, the center. But other than that, their line that doesn't – we've talked about this before – the line that doesn't particularly move very well with their adjustments. So the more that you could put them on the move, the more that you put them in, I think, in peril. The last time that these two teams met, this is when Diggs, we talked about Diggs, had one of his better games.
The big tackle to seal the victory.
Yeah. Third down tackle and a fourth down tackle. Chase was targeted twice in this game, had one catch.
Wow.
And Chase remembers this. So you know he's going to have the bit between his teeth here. But I feel like that Dallas is playing well enough on run defense to deal with Cincinnati if they try and run this football. Which I don't think they can. I really don't. And I don't see a running quarterback here. And the one thing that Burrow will do is when he takes sacks, it's that he'll pull the ball down. And you'll see him try and climb up in the pocket, and maybe he should make a throw, and he'll pull it down, and he'll get sacked. But his line can't hold up. Not against this group, he can't. So
what if I said, man, if you tell me Trayvon Diggs plays, I'm going to pick the Cowboys Monday afternoon.
The problem with picking the Cowboys is that can you get anything out of your offense? And Cincinnati's defense, just looking at metrics, not looking at the tape, which I'll do tonight.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right? They're near the bottom in every statistical category you can imagine. So can Dallas manufacture enough offense? I think Dallas, with the way they currently are right now, I think that they could play well against these guys on the Cincinnati's defense. Cincinnati can, as I said, can move the football. They've got very talented. Jamar Chase down the field. He's got five touchdown passes. I mean, bomb touchdown passes. You know, Joe Burrow's thrown 30 touchdown passes, five interceptions. Yeah, it looks like a daunting task, but I kind of feel like this plays to Dallas' strength with their ability to get after the passer and Mike Zimmer's ability to kind of dial some things up here. So it's going to come down to your offense. Can your offense generate anything in this football game? If it can, there's your path.
Yeah.
There's your path, because the Bengals are going to struggle to block you, I think, with what I've seen, what I've watched through their games this year.
Yeah, I mean, and when they have T. Higgins, the passing game really becomes lethal for them.
Yeah.
He's been in and out, but he's back and he's rocking. Him and Chase together, I mean, it would be huge because I don't know what the Cowboys would do if they don't have Diggs.
With Diggs practicing today or through the mock game walkthrough, I think that's a really good sign. Because when he wasn't going even through like parts of practice, you had a feeling that he wasn't going to play. I have a feeling you're going to go into this game with Diggs, Bland, and Lewis all playing together. With Micah and Overshown, we talked about with Overshown and what, you know, we've kind of talked this into existence. Hey, poor man's Micah Parsons, let's rush. They need to do that in this game.
Yeah, look at middle class. Looking more middle class than poor man's. You know,
yeah.
He's closer.
I can say I respect what Cincinnati's doing offensively, but I think they're masking a lot of things with this quarterback's masking the problems they have on their offensive line.
Do you see anything on why they haven't been able to close these one score games? They're 0-6.
Their defense, I guess. I mean. And
they've missed a bunch of field goals.
They put their kicker on injured reserve.
McPherson.
Yeah, they've got a new kicker this week, so they've struggled with that. But when you start to talk about, you know, giving up big plays and things like, I'm looking forward to seeing how bad their defense really, really is, because that's the thing I think that's holding them back from winning these games.
Yeah. Do you believe the Bengals will make another Super Bowl run with Joe Burrow? It just seems like they're good like once every 12 years for a brief window. Andy Dalton had his run. Before that, I don't know if I remember their
Carson Palmer.
Carson Palmer had a year, against the Steelers in the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah. Marvin Lewis had a run there where they were getting in the playoffs quite a bit.
They just could never win a playoff game. But it's tough. It's tough to, once you've paid your quarterback, especially for a franchise like that, they don't even want to pay Jamar Chase. And that number just keeps going up. That's going to get contentious probably in the offseason for them. But Joe Burrow seems like he's playing the best football of his career. I mean, the numbers reflect that.
Yeah, they've got the quarterback figured out.
He's a monster.
It's a shame that the offensive line can't get it together. I mean, Orlando Brown's a guy that they brought in from the Chiefs.
I watched him hurt his knee in the game. You know, I mean, that's your chance. That's your chance. It actually, don't worry. I would not worry about them running the football.
Well, that's exciting. Are you guys like me where you've retreated a bit from the team tank idea for now? Like, let's just put that on ice and see if we can, you know, make a historic run or do the unthinkable, have a multi-takeaway game against Joe Burrow, win that one, win against Carolina. I want excitement more than I'm thinking about. Because now that you have 5 wins, you know, you're not going to have a top 5 pick. The best you could hope for now would be 7th or 8th. You with me on that at all?
Yeah, I get what you're saying for sure. And I love to see the defense and especially guys that you're building around, you know, seeing Overshown doing what he's doing, seeing Mozzie take steps in the right direction. Having those type of guys play well is awesome. And even for the offense where you have some offensive linemen now that you're feeling like maybe they're not backups with Hoffman and with Bass and stuff like that. So I like seeing those improvements, but I still know that this is a dead end season and Cooper Rush
that's what made me start looking at the draft on November 9th when Cooper Rush became the quarterback. You know,
there's nothing really good that comes from this. I love the highlight moments from these dudes.
Defense is finding a way. Defense and special teams.
Yeah.
That's how they're scoring points. You know, defense, special teams, and a really, really good kicker.
Cooper maybe is taking a little bit better care of it.
I look at this way. They pick Zach Martin at 13, right? Pick CeeDee Lamb at 17. Some of their best players picked Micah Parsons.
Van Der Esch was at 18. Unfortunately, his career ended.
I'm just saying, like, the guys, like, Micah Parsons, what, 12?
Yeah, 11, they traded, 12? They traded back to get him at 12.
Yeah. So, to me, when they've just taken the best player on their board and whether they're picking, I think it at 5 or 6, they would probably force that thing. I think at 12, 13, 14.
That's their sweet spot.
I think that's where they draft their best. I think that's where they do not, you know, they forced a running back on you in the 4th overall pick, right?
Yeah.
2016.
And they forced up and moved from O'Claiborne.
They did.
Like 7 or 6, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, their best pick in the top 10 of the last 15 years was Tyron at 9.
Yeah.
Right.
I kind of feel like, to me, that if you let them pick 13, 14, 15, right around there,
yeah, that would be great.
They'll pick their board.
As long as we're in the top 18 or wherever Brian says the first round really ends here, yeah. It's usually somewhere between like 18 and 22.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
Yeah, as long as we're ahead of that curve, then I'll be overall satisfied at 877-881-1053. Fantex, let's have it. What else do you need to see from this Mavs? MFFLs, I know you've been waiting for the ramp up after a final season to talk Mavs, to get excited. I'm in with you. I'm picking them to win the championship right now. What else do you need to see? Players you would trade lively for. That's next in the G-Bag Nation.